It's time once again for the adventures of Chef Gregory, the continuing saga of a Canadian chef and his Mexican cat who get themselves into all kinds of strange misadventures, all of which involve cooking for some strange reason.
Hey, boss, there's a narrator guy standing in the kitchen talking about us.
It's action-packed. It's a thrill-a-minute. It's a cooking show.
Oh, he's one of those things.
And now on to the adventures of Chef Gregory.
Yeah, like, that's such a happy theme song, eh? I like the way that goes. Da, da, da,
da, da. That was a theme song. We have a theme song. I get it. You still believe that we are on a cooking show.
That's right, Miguel. But at the moment, we seem to be kidnapped by Paisley Beard and his pirate crew.
Paisley Beard has a crew? I did not notice the crew. Well, I guess you have to have a crew if you're running a pirate ship.
But like, there are only so many voice actors to go around.
Okay, Mr. I am on a cooking show, busman. What are we going to do to get out of this predicament?
Okay, here's my plan. Paisley Beard has us locked up in the galley, eh? So what we need to do is distract the crew so that we can get upstairs and get onto the deck, and then we'll both jump overboard and we'll swim all the way back to shore.
Swim all the way back to shore? Buzz, you are a crazy man. I am a cat, I do not swim. And besides, he's going to be 1,000 miles back to Osmark High by now.
Oh, you have a very good point. I guess we can fly instead.
Now that makes a whole lot more sense. Hey, wait a minute, what?
Okay, we need to make something delicious to distract the guards. Now I'm thinking we can do something both savory and sweet. I'm going to make a filled pastry entree, and then I'm going to make some cinnamon roly-polies for dessert, eh?
Can the savory dish have tuna fish in it?
Absolutely it can have tuna in it.
In that case, I am behind you all the way, boss.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to need is a pie crust. Now, for a pie crust, we need these basic ingredients.
We are going to need 1 cup of flour, right, boss?
Well, normally I'd say yes, but since we're making 2 dishes, we're going to make a double recipe, so we're going to need 2 cups of flour.
A double recipe? 2 cups of flour. Hey, that's funny how that works out.
Right, and then we're going to need 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 1/3 cups plus 2 tablespoons of shortening, and 6 tablespoons cold water. Now, while Miguel is mixing together the pie crust ingredients, I'm going to put some water in this pot here so that we can start boiling some rice for our tuna puffs. Okay, got the water in. I'm going to go ahead and put the rice in the water while it's still cold. That will make the rice softer. And that's what we want. We want really soft, kind of clumpy rice for our tuna puffs here. Because, like, those are going to be kind of an oriental dish, eh? Okay, so we've got the rice in the pot. Now I'm going to add some coconut. Now this is sweetened coconut. And you wouldn't normally put sweetened coconut in a savory dish. But I'm going to go ahead and do that anyway, because I'm putting so little of it in. You don't have to if you don't want to. I like to put it in there to make a bit of a surprise, you know?
Okay, I've got all the ingredients for the pie crust together. And I'm going to get out of here 1 cup of flour. There's 1 cup of flour. And I'm going to put in there another cup of flour. And then what's next? A teaspoon of salt. Okay, I got a teaspoon of salt. I put that in the bowl of flour. And I'm not going to put in quite a whole teaspoon, because the water on this boat is kind of salty. So when I put the water in, that will make up the difference. And I stir that all around. Stir that around to make sure that the salt is all through the flour. Okay. And the next thing I got to put in is some shortening. But watch. What Chef Gregory does not know is that I'm not going to use all shortening. I'm going to start by putting in here 2 sticks of butter. Yeah, because I like the taste of butter. Don't tell Chef Gregory, because he doesn't want me eating stuff like this. Okay, put in the butter. There's 1 stick. And I put in the other stick of butter. The wrappers do not like to come off of these things. For the 1/3 cup, I am going to use, I can't believe it's not artificial spread. I put that in the bowl, the artificial spread. And then for the 2 tablespoons, for that, I am going to use the shortening. 1 tablespoon. It does not want to come out of there. Okay, we got 1 tablespoon. 2 tablespoons of the shortening.
Hey, Miguel.
Yeah, Buzz.
Who are you talking to?
Ah, Chipotles, you got me doing it now, Buzz. I'm going to end up being crazy as you are.
Well, crazy cat, just make sure you cut the dough there.
I know. You don't want to stir pie crust dough so much as you want to cut it. Because then the butter, she will form clumps if you do not cut the clumps. That is why I am stirring it with a knife.
Alrighty then. The best thing you can use is a dough cutter. But if you don't have that, a knife will work just as well. Alright, now I'm going to go ahead and open up the can of tuna here.
Ah, that is like music to my nose.
The can opened up, and I'm just going to pour it out into a dish. Make sure there aren't any chunks that are way too big. Okay, get that all out in the bowl there.
Hey, Buzz, can I lick the can?
I don't think that's a good idea. You might cut your tongue, Miguel.
That is a risk I am willing to take.
Right, I'm breaking up the tuna with a fork, making sure there are no pieces, making sure there's none of Miguel's hair in there, and then I'm going to pour that right in with the rice, juices and all. Okay, yeah, got to be careful not to rake the microphone with the fork. Yep. Put all that nice tuna in there, and that juice is going to get all through the rice and the coconut. Going to make it taste great, man.
Hey, Buzz, I think I did something wrong.
What's the matter, buddy?
The dough, she is all gooey.
Oh, man, how much shortening did you put in there?
2 1/3 cups and 2 tablespoons, like you say.
No, I said 2/3 cups of shortening.
No, you said 1 1/3.
Well, there's one way to find out for sure. Let's check the playback.
1 1/3 cups plus 2 tablespoons of shortening.
I guess I did say that.
And I went to add more flour, but there is not enough flour.
Well, I'll share a secret with you, Miguel, and with you at home, too. Use mashed potato flakes.
Mashed potato flakes?
Yeah, as long as they're the plain kind, you'll barely be able to taste any difference, and they'll soak up the moisture of the dough.
Oh, hey, that's pretty cool. By the way, how did you do that playback thing?
Trade secret. Okay, now, because I know that this crew favors Oriental food, which is why they tried to invade Osvarkai in the last episode, I've got some seaweed here. I've got some kombu kelp and a sheet of nori, sushi nori, and I'm going to rip those up, and I'm going to put those right in there, and the tuna and the rice and the coconut. Got to make sure to tear them up into really, really little pieces because, you know, seaweed has a tendency to not want to tear when it's wet. Which is weird because it's softer when it's wet, but it doesn't like to tear when it's wet, only when it's dry. So you got to make sure to rip seaweed into little itty bitty pieces. And we're going to rip it up and put it there into the tuna.
I bust the dough with the mashed potatoes in it. She is done.
Alrighty then, here's what I want you to do. Take out some aluminum foil or wax paper. Use some flour, or I guess some spray since we're out of flour. And roll it out into a flat sheet, and we're going to put that on a cookie sheet. Okay, meanwhile, okay, now I'm going to add some spices to the tuna mix here. I'm going to add some rosemary. Yeah, you usually want to grind this up, but I'm not going to bother because I'm just putting a little bit in. You want to be careful with that because otherwise somebody might get a stick of it in the roof of their mouth. That's why you usually want to grind it up. I'm not going to worry about it because we're serving it to pirates. They're tough. They can take it. We got some minced onion. I'm going to put that in there, a little bit of that. Sesame seed. I'm going to put a lot of that in there. And then some poultry seasoning.
Poultry seasoning? But Buzz, this is tuna.
Yes, but even though tuna is a fish, it's so close to poultry that most seasons which work on poultry actually work on tuna as well. So I'm going to put a little bit of poultry seasoning in there. Then some black pepper. Yep. Careful not to get that all over the place. And some salt. Okay.
Salute, by the way, boss.
Thanks, Miguel.
I have this piece of dough rolled up for you, boss.
Good. Now, I don't want to stay over here too long because I'm keeping an eye on the tuna. I want it to get reasonably dry without burning the pan. But, okay, first thing we want to do is we take some of, I can't believe it's not almost plastic.
That's a funny one, boss.
And we spread that all over the top of the dough. Okay, and on top of our butter substitute, we're going to sprinkle some cinnamon and sugar. Now, I'm using a shaker that has cinnamon and sugar already mixed up, because you want to get a nice, even coating on there. Cinnamon and sugar. All right.
Hey, boss, did you know that what we call cinnamon isn't actually cinnamon? It's actually cassia?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did know that. And cassia is still technically cinnamon because it comes from the bark of a member of the cinnamon tree family. It's just not actual cinnamon. But we're going to use a little more of this stuff that we call cinnamon. Then I'm going to sprinkle a little brown sugar on top of that. You don't want to put brown sugar directly into the shaker with the cinnamon and white sugar, simply because brown sugar tends to clump. And so you won't get a whole lot out of the shaker if you do that. All right, now I'm going to just press down the lumps of the brown sugar there. Make sure it's nice and flat. And then I'm going to take one end of this sheet of foil or wax paper, if you want to do that at home. Just start rolling the dough here into a log. There we go. Nice tight little log. Then we're going to cut some chunks into that log and place them on a sprayed cookie sheet and put them in the oven for about 10 minutes on 400 degrees. I think that sounds about right.
You are the chef and you don't know how long to put them in for.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. Actually, since we have a really small oven here and we're making it a really small batch, we're going to put it in for about 5 minutes. See what happens.
Do we really have to wait that long?
No, of course we don't have to wait that long. Because, you know, all cooking shows are equipped with magic ovens. See, you put the raw dough in the top oven here, and it comes out the bottom oven fully cooked.
What I can't do with technology these days.
All right, and if these roly-polies here should happen to fall apart, don't panic, because they still taste really, really good, no matter how they look.
I'm glad to hear that, boss, because these things are as ugly as homemade soup.
Which also tastes great, even though it's ugly. Okay, back over here. I'm rolling out 4 discs of dough. And what I've done is I've used mashed potato flakes in place of flour on the counter where I rolled them out. And that's not because we're short of flour, even though we are. It's because I like the texture of the mashed potato flakes on the outside. You can also use cornmeal. You can use, you can use just about anything you want to use. You know, it's all good. And I spoon a little bit, about a tablespoon and a half of the tuna mixture onto one side of each disc. Oh, doesn't that look scrumptious? Okay, and then I fold it over, pinch the edges, carefully lift it onto the cookie sheet. Now, once I've got all 4 of those together, I pop them into the magic oven and pop them out of the bottom oven.
Oh man, I love it when you do that.
Now, for those of you who don't have magic ovens, you want to put them in on 400 degrees for about 20 minutes.
Hey, boss, the pirates are coming. They can smell the food.
All right, let's get ready to sneak out.
But, boss, how are we going to sneak past them? There is only one door and there are so many pirates.
Well, I can solve that problem with 3 little words.
What 3 little words?
To be continued.
What will become of our heroes?
Uh-oh, use that narrator guy again.
Find out in the next thrilling and gastronomical episode of The Adventures of Chef Gregory, right here on Otter Tunes.